Bez Hashem, we're learning Mishnah in Simin Lamed Beis Sivav, Shin number 73. And we're discussing here in Simin Lamed Beis the Sirtut, the making of the lines on the Klaf. And then we'll actually get to the different levels of the Klaf, the different parts of the Klaf in Siv Zayin. So the Mechaber tells us that here, in regards to Tefillin, there are different halachas of tefillin, mezuzos, and sefer Torah. Right now we're learning tefillin. And sirtut, once again, means to make the lines on the klaf. If you've ever seen your mezuzah, you'll notice there are lines on there. So the question is, do you need to do that by your tefillin? Do you need to make the lines? If you do need to make lines, do you need to make all the lines or just some of the lines? What's the reason you have to make the lines? Says the Mechaber, Ein tzarich lesartit, ki im shita el yoyna. The Chaber says, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins here, you do not need to do sirtut in all of your, on all of the klaf of the tefillin, except for ki'im shita elyoina, except for the first line. The first line, you need to do it. And the logic behind this, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, is as follows. You ever take a sheet of computer paper without any lines on it, and you want to write something? So, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you myself. Yeah, you're shaking your head. No, that it's not going to
go straight.
It won't go straight. As simple as that. It won't go straight. But sometimes,
if you have a guide,
you have the first line, then you know where to work with, right? One of my daughters, she has this unbelievable ksav handwriting. She doesn't need any guide. It's unbelievable. It's straight and everything like this. You know, but the average person, they need a guide. So that's what he's saying over here. You make the first line, you have a guide, you know what to work with, and then, to some degree, you're pretty good. That's what he's saying over here now. Ein tzarich l'sartet kim shita el yoyna. Let's take a look now, actually, at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishum de tefillin, three lines on the bottom, sifka n'chaf. Mishum de tefillin ein olea halacha l'moish m'yisina l'sartet kim mezuzah. So, we're learning another halacha here by mezuzah. By mezuzah, there's a halacha l'moish m'yisina, because Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, when you make mezuzahs, you have to do sirtut. You have to make the lines on mezuzahs. So, when it comes to tefillin, you don't have this halacha l'moshe Sinai. However, you have a different halacha. Rak mishum da'asa lichtov gimel teves mipasak b'li sirtut. But it's also to write three letters of the pasuk without sirtut. Al kein kish misartet shita el yoyne dai. So when you make the first sirtut, the first line, that's sufficient to fulfill this halacha of making this sirtut. Ki stam b'nei adam yoydim la'amim yodam lichtayv kol ha'shita yisharis acha shekosu shita el yoyna. So the Mishmur explains, like we mentioned, that the average person, I want to suggest maybe is referring to the average sofer, knows that after you make that first line, you have a guide. Because I personally, after I make that first line, might be good for a little couple lines, but then afterwards, I look at what I wrote, and it has like this diagonal slant going downward. But by the seifrim, that's what they do. What they do is they know where to start from, and then you continue straight across. The Kamar ain't sarich, he says you don't need, look at the words of Mechaber, he says ain, he adds over here, ain't sarich lisartate. You don't have to misartate. Which has connotations, if you want to, you could, right? You can.
Why is that
in parentheses? Because that's the Ramah adds yeah. Mishum dim yirtzel l'sartet kol hashitin. Because if you want to add the lines to all throughout the tefillin, turning the page, kidei lichtoiv yoyser b'yoyshel yapes hashitas harshus b'yodik. If you want to, you have the permission, you're allowed to. That's why he's being medayik in the word. In the words, ein tzarich. You don't have to. But if you want to, you're more than welcome to do so, in order to make sure that you're writing in a very straight line way. Now, if you don't write, let's say you see one of the words is a little lopsided. In other words, it's a little lower than the rest of them. It's still kosher. The Be'er Halacha explains it's still kosher. Now, when you go look at your mezuzah, that's not what you want to. You want to buy a. You want to purchase a mezuzah with the greatest ksav lahavdil, but it's not lahavdil. You have an alarm system. So the man says, sells you the alarm system. He's going to tell you, it works 6 days out of a week. You're like, what about the seventh day? It's 7 days. Sometimes It works 5 out of 7 days. Like, what kind of alarm system is that? Now, I have it, but we have the mitzvah now of mezuzah, right? We're discussing for a second here. Because you see the mezuzah, you want to buy the best mezuzah you can get, you could afford. It says further, v'im lo yisirtut afilu shita al yoyna, ayin ber alachas. The whole discussion, if you didn't make that first sirtut, so in other words like this, what happens if you didn't make that first sirtut? But you have a nice ksav. There's a whole discussion if it's going to be ma'akev or not. We go back now to the Mechaber. Says, v'im eini yedei liyashir ashita b'lo yisirtut. If you don't know how to write a straight line without sirtut, yisartet kol ashuris. So, the Mechaber says very clearly, if you're not sure how to make this, how to write straight without straight lines, so you have to make sure yisartet kol ashuris. Make all the lines on your tefillin. Lo yisartet b'iferis. You know what? Let's take a look first at Sachof Aleph. Yisartet and mishdur perish lechatchilu mishum zekeli vanveyo. Ideally, if the person doesn't have the best ksav, so then he should make sure to make lines throughout the tefillin. And the Mishmur adds, this is a zekeli vanveyu, person is fulfilling that he's beautifying the mitzvah. We say every day in Az Yashir that this is my God and I will glorify him. How do you glorify him? How do you make Hashem? What can we do? Then when we do a mitzvah, we do the mitzvah the best way possible. Now, I want to point something out. Who sees the inside of your tefillin? Who sees the inside of your tefillin? I remember many years ago, 27 years ago, I was passing by, a sefer was in yeshiva, and we gave our tefillin, and I saw for the first time my cloth of the tefillin that I wore every single day, that I wear every single day. It was such excitement to me. Having the mamish that minute, I passed by, I said to him, I said, the sefer, I said, who's tefillin you're checking now? So he looks, and he says, Greenspan. I said, you got to be kidding, that's me. So I went inside, I looked at the tefillin, I looked at the cloth. No one sees the cloth. No one sees it. Only the cipher when you once in a he checks it. It's still called Zekeli Vanveyu. Wow. This is a way of doing a mitzvah because it's not just because other people see it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says when you do the mitzvah, even though no one else sees it, you purchase those tefillin, or your parents or your grandparents purchase those tefillin. That's Zekeli Vanveyu. You did the mitzvah the best way possible. That will be the evid. I feel im loisite the cause of yeshito is akumois, ein lisal atfilin. Like we mentioned earlier from the Be'er Halacha, he says here also in the Mishnah Berura that even if the lines are slanted, it's still kosher. Still kosher. Okay, now back in the top of the page, the Mechaber says, Now, what should you use to make the sirtut? So he says, don't use lead. Don't use lead to make the sirtut. What we're going to suggest to do is just make an engraving into the actual cloth. The cloth is thick, so you can scrape a line, but don't use a color. Don't use a dye. He says over here, don't use savua. V'yesh says the Rama, v'yesh oymim shetzorich l'sarte tamil l'mayla l'mato minat stodin af api shedei l'chtoi b'loi sirtub d'chei noyegin. So the Rama concludes that the minig is to be misarte all over, top, bottom, and then sides as well. Might be hard to see from where you're sitting over there, but basically what we're showing here is that you have lines all over on the cloth. That's what we are showing here.
Is it done with a ruler? How are they done?
Is it done with a ruler? I would. That's a good point. I would assume. See, this is something we need the shimush of the cipher. It makes sense to use a ruler, right? Makes sense to use a ruler, because like you could take something and like engrave it, but all of a sudden you pick up your hand afterwards, you realize you just made a slanted line. So it makes sense to use a ruler. Says the Mishmur Sif Katin Chaf Beis. You shouldn't use Eferes. You shouldn't use lead. Don't use ink. Previously we spoke about the halachas of ink in Sif Dalet. Don't use ink. Don't use red colors. Now listen to the reason. So we'll see that he says afilu bein hashitin, in between the rows, you should not make, is also cited, but you should not make other lines. Okay. You should also not, he brings here in the Dirshu note, you should not make from the Sefer Mikdash Ma'at protective signs that you don't want it to be stolen. So you make simanim on the klaf over there. You don't want to do that either on the tefillin over here. I have noticed on Sifri Torah that they get insured, and there's a number and there's a code. And chas v'shalom, it shouldn't be stolen. There's a way to detect that it's not stolen. They have sometimes in Sifri Torah you see like it's by the eights, by the klaf or something over there on the backside. I'm sorry.
It's also for insurance purposes.
Yeah, I was saying, it's for insurance purposes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
I'm looking at the picture number two.
So we continue in Sais, Vafil Avol B'dieved Ein L'Hachmir Ken Kosov Lechem Chamudis V'l Yerabo V'chuz Dvar Shmuel. Now, why is it so important not to use any color when you make the lines? So the Chuz Dvar Shmuel says like this. In the Fakim Mo'id B'zeh Mo'id Im Misutart B'shum Tzeva Shachar, if you use any dark or black color, because now we learned halacha previously that you can't have the letters touching each other. Sif Dalit, Mechaber told us, so the Dvar Shmuel is now concerned with the following. If you have the ois touching the sirtut, the line that's black, he's concerned that that could be a problem of similar to what we said in Sif Dalit, Sokshalai Tidbak Shum Ois Bechaverta, that the letter is now touching something else, Bechaverta, something else. Machmas Degiyas Ois Beois, Adeis Sirta Teshachar, because now it's touching something else. Imloid Dekosav Mitachas Asirta, unless you wrote below the line. If you write below the line, like you have in the pictures over here, so then it wouldn't be a problem if you did use a tzeva, a dye, a color, to make the line. However, you'll notice, like when you get an aliyah, you'll notice that there's no color, there's no dye on the sirtut. It's just engraved, and it gives you the line to make a proper, the oisya straight. Okay, so that was Sivav, discussing making the lines. We said Lagabi Tfilin, the first line is what you want to make sure you do, because the first line you want to start off properly, and you have to have the first three letters, first three words, that's the halacha, but not that it's halacha Moshe Sinai, like mezuzah, which it does require you sirtu throughout the whole entire mezuzah. And we also mentioned that you should not make the lines with a dye, with colors, and Dvar Shmuel is concerned that it might be like we learned in Sif Dalid, of connecting the letters to something else. Siv Zayin does not carry with it any Mishnah Brura. The Mechaber will tell us there's a halacha l'Moshe Sinai to write the, for tefillin, to write on the klaf. So you say, well, of course, what else are you writing on? Well, let's understand. The word gvil, gimel vav yud lamed, encompasses the klaf and the duchstus. What's the duchstus? The duchstus is the section of the klaf, of the hide rather, the section of the hide, which is closer to the basar, the flesh of the animal. The klaf, from the word, Tosis explains, comes from the word klipa, shell, peel. That's where the word klaf comes from. Is the outer side, is the part that is going towards the hair of the animal. Now what they would do is they would slice this in half. They would slice the klaf part and the duchsus, the bottom part, which is closer to the basar. And then they would use the inside of this klaf for the writing of the tefillin. So let's now take a look over here and read the Mechaber in Siv Zayin. Halacha l'moishe misinai. And a lot of Hilchos Tefillin are Halacha Moshe Misinai. A lot of Hilchos Tefillin are Halacha Moshe Misinai. The whole answer, the Tefillin, Tefillin itself, the pasuk that says Tefillin is a limud you have to learn out. Ukshartim lo'ois ayodecha v'ayilu teitofes beyanecha. What are you ukshartim what? What are you tying lo'ois ayodecha? What are you tying is a sign on your arm and teitofes in between your eyes. That itself is a limud you have to learn out. It's not so straightforward, right? Says the Mechaber again, Halacha Moshe Sinai, Tefillin al haklaf v'loi al haduchstus. The tefillin had to be written on the klaf and not the duchstus. V'loi al hagvil and not on the gvil. So if you take a look at the Be'er Halacha, so it says v'loi al hagvil, he says gvil hu ha'ar shaloi nechlak. Gvil, the word gvil, it's the hide of the animal which was not split. Once again, you have the klaf and the duchstus together, so that's a combination, that's called the gvil. And you just remove the hair on the top and you process it over there. And from the side of the duchstus, the bottom of the basar, you didn't do anything with it. Back on top. Koisin ala klaf bakam basar. You write the tefillin on the klaf towards the basar, not towards the hair, not towards the outside. Okay, is that clear? So just take two fingers together. Those listening on the audio, and I thank you for joining. You take two fingers together, your thumb and your index finger. The top finger will be the klaf. The bottom finger will be called the duchstus. The two fingers together are called the gvil. Two fingers together, the klaf with the duchstus is called the gvil. Now, you're going to cut the in between your index finger and your thumb and separate the top from the bottom. The top is the klaf, the klipa, the klaf, and the bottom is the duchstus. We want to write on the inside of your index finger. The index finger, once again, is the klaf part. That's where you want to write your tefillin on. Okay? So he says once again, koisin ala klaf b'makam basar, where the basar, where it goes downward. V'imshina, and if you wrote in the wrong place, it's possible. Ma'u klaf o ma'u duchstus. So now the Mechaber has to define for us, what is a klaf, what is a duchstus. So he says, ha'or b'shas ibudoi, cholkin oisod l'shnayim. The hide, at the time when you process it, we divide it into two. The chedek achitza in yeshahu litzad esar nikra klaf, and the outer section, which is towards the hair, is called the klaf. Va'apnimi da hadavag labasar, and the inside, which is connecting more to the basar, the flesh, in nikra duchstus. Ulefize, according to this, ki amrina on the koitzun ala klaf makam basar. This is why we say you write on the klaf. The makam basar, in the place of the basar is, ha'in the b'makam ha'yoyser karv l'basar, where it's closer to the basar. The ha'in the b'makam chiburoi k'shu davak l'duchstus. So, once again, take your index finger and your thumb and you put the two together. Where are you going to write on? So the Mechaber just explained to us, you're going to write when you separate the index finger and the thumb, the index finger is your klaf. Now, are you going to write by the knuckle side or on the inside? And he just explained to us you can write on the inside. That's where you're going to write. That's where you write the tefillin. So the tefillin that we have, the ksiva, the writing of the tefillin, is now we know is on the inside of the klaf. Continues the Mechaber, klafim shalanu she'en cholkim ha'isam, yesh lam din klaf. Now our klaf that they don't divide it has a din of a klaf, a koisin aleim letzad basa, and you write towards the basa, towards the animal, shemashim megarin kliposa yal yoyna, shemakim sar, enei ela kidei yamashe tzarech, lesak o lesaknoi lachlikoi. This that they remove the hair, enei ela is just to mashe tzarech, to prepare it and to process it and to smooth it out. Afilim hayu cholkim ha'ar l'shnayim, there's a regular process of of scraping off this hair of the animal. Mitzad habasa goyrim harbe ad she'ein nishar ela haklaf bilvad. And the side, so he's saying, you scrape off on the bottom side, and of course you scrape off the top side, and this will create a situation of no hair on the actual claf. Now, I believe there's a very good picture on page 65 for those who have the Per Halacha. So you have here the claf on the top, the tzad, and then you have the tzad abasar, and you see they're slicing it in between, and then the bottom part is the duchstus. And we're right in the inside of the claf, on the top, right? Where it's connected to duchstus. So we know that I'll send out this picture. And once again, I want to thank Rav David Hirsch, Shlita, the mechaber of this very chashuv sefer. This he also has on tzitzis. He also has on dal minim and sukkah, I believe. Could be something else as well.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Erevin?
Erevin? I don't know. I'm not sure. He does? You know for sure?
No.
Oh, okay. Fine. So that was Sif Zayin. Let's just begin Sif Ches. Zorich HaKlaf L'yoyis M'ubod Ba'afatzim Oy B'sid. Now we're discussing here the halachas of processing the hide. Now we all know from those who learn throughout their learning, they've come across, that's all of us, they've come across Borsiki. What's a borsiki? It's a tanner. Mm-hmm. Now, we all know that it's a very stinky job, as you put it, right? The foul smell, okay? Now, what do they do? You take the animal's hide, and you put it in this chemical composition. What is this chemical composition made of? So he tells us, it's afatzim. So what is afatzim? So afatzim, we had earlier in Sif Gimel. Then we discussed the dyoi, the ink. We said that you put it in the me'afatzim, in the gallnut resin. So that's what this afatzim is. Oy besid, or with lime. Vitzor shiyeh mu'ubod l'shmoy, and you have to make sure this process already has to be done l'shma. L'shma means I'm doing this l'shem, kedushas, tefillin, for the mitzvah of tefillin. Okay? Says, v'redev toiv l'hoitzi besfasa v'tchilos ha'ibud, it's appropriate to say it. Now, it's also interesting wording of the Mechaber, where he says, it's good to say it with your lips, which has a connotation that if you don't say it, you just think it, that's sufficient. So we'll come back to that. I'm doing this, l'shem mitzvah tefillin, or l'shem sefer Torah, or for the sefer Torah. However, but if you are processing these hides for mezuzah, doesn't mean it's possible for mezuzah. It means it's possible to use for tefillin, because the mezuzah is a lower madrega compared to the kedushas tefillin. So you cannot be processing this hide for mezuzah and say, oh, you know what? This would be perfect for the size tefillin which I need. That's not going to work. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katin Chav Gimel. So they put the hide in the afatzim or with a sid, ulikuvahu, ulaymikri klaf, beloize rak diftera. It's not called klaf, it's only called the diftera. What's diftera? It's skin which is prepared for writing on. So sometimes, I've seen it in recent times when they honor somebody at a dinner. So they have a klaf. And there's a beautiful letter by a certain Rosh Hashiva, the Rosh Hashiva of that institution, whatever it might be, and they write it on cloth. And it's very chashuv, and they frame it. Now, that doesn't need any of this process. That's diftera. That's called diftera. Diftera means it's cloth, which is for writing on. But it's nothing to do with kedushas tefillin. So you have to make sure you use the proper chemicals. You have to make sure that you leave it in there, in this chemical composition, that the hair will fall off by itself, not through scraping. And if you took it out too early, don't write on it. It's called diftera, and it's possible. Yesh mishachayda b'kasa the sefer shahitzi ha'aris la'achadal yom v'adayin lo yovar ha'asayris me'alayin nere de b'dyevet en k'peyda v'loy de doloy tali b'ser klal l'kevin de k'var hunath b'sid v'niskan k'haygan lo'y mikri diftara. The other opinion is brought down here in the Mishnah, which is the Meshivas Nefesh, and Simon Dalit says that no, if you put the cloth, the hide into this sid or nafatsim, and it's there for 4 days, and then you take it out, you are able to scrape the rest of it off. Because you put it there for the proper amount of time. And he says, b'dyeved, it's not a problem. The kelim, the kvar hunach besid, since you already put it into the lime, into the sid, and it was prepared properly, it's not called diftara. Then we said, toiv lohitzi b'sfasadam, doing this mitzvah l'shem tefillin, b'dyeved dayib machshava. B'dyeved, if you just thought about it, then it's sufficient, and it works. So they bring over here that even though in regards to ksiva, you have to say befiv with your mouth that you're writing l'shma, and the machshava does not help, even b'dyeved. When it comes to writing, you have to be maitzi b'sfas, have to say, I'm writing l'shem mitzvah tefillin. And machshava will not help for writing. However, over here, this will help. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains, because there are those that say that when it comes to the cloth, it does not need lishma. Then when it comes to the cloth, there are those opinions that will say it does not require lishma. Now, we want to make sure, that's the Lashon HaMechaber says, toiv lohoitzi b'svasav. You should say it with your mouth, that you're doing this lishma. But we see over here that there are different opinions on the matter. Sif katin chof hei. We will actually wait for tomorrow and pick up from Chaf Hey tomorrow. Okay.